The king of common sense himself, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, it's Tom Casper. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
It sounds like you could be driving. I hope you're not going to drive through any standing or moving water.
No, I'm not going to be. I'm actually pulled over on the side of the road.
There you go.
I'll hit that standing water later after we're done with the show.
Yeah, right. What a guy. What a guy. So, boy, has the outdoor world 40s for highs? What is happening to the world? The world has changed quite a bit since we spoke last.
Yeah. Fall is certainly upon us, and I know it's sort of that time. You and I were speaking just a few minutes ago about it, that we're going to go through that separation anxiety of putting our gardens to bed and not being able to see them really, you know, in their beauty or in their summer beauty till next year. So it's a good time, and you've done a lot of it and have posted a lot of pictures, but it's a good time for folks to go out if they haven't yet and take some pictures of those last remaining blooms and parts of their garden that they enjoyed. Then they can certainly, on that snowy December Saturday or Sunday morning while they're drinking a cup of coffee and missing their garden, they can open up their phone or get to their phone and start looking at pictures and think, I miss that. I love that. I can't wait to do that again next year. And so it's a good time to do some of that now before things go too far along into the fall.
I had that most wonderful of all gardening experience this week that you talk about, where a friend comes over and helps you garden. And Carol Andrews came over to do a little bit of late season maintenance on the garden. And it was fun to evaluate and to say, wow, you got a lot of sneezeweed. I need some more of this. And she brought in some more purples. My Vikings garden, it's sort of developed into a Vikings garden because it's, yay, all purple and gold, which makes me really, really, really happy. But, a list of a few plants that I'd seen that I really liked. I said, can I have these? And she tells me whether they're, can I have some of that bamboo to put in my garden? No. Yeah, she tells me about the things that everything that I pick or that I have picked recently would be some horrible noxious thing that gardeners all over the city are trying to get rid of. But to take a look at how you want to improve or what you might want to add, and I said, either we got to cut these back or we got to move this because it didn't get any light. And that was a really, especially, well, everything's more fun with a friend, but that was especially fun to kind of do that late season analysis of, what was rocking and what needed a little help.
I don't know this for sure, but I'm guessing you're already thinking about where you're going to put your next garden.
No, kind of not, but I'm dreaming about, it's in the perfect spot. I could expand it a little, but it's in the perfect spot, but I have to confess it's like a 14 by 14 square in the back of my house that when I'm planning my dream retirement house, my dream retirement house has a wraparound porch, and now my dream retirement house has a wraparound wildflower garden around wrapping around the wraparound porch.
Perfect. That is a dream house.
Yeah, it kind of really is. So, yeah, I did have to add, I had to redo the whole dream house. I did redo the whole dream house thing just a little bit. I had to move it away from the grove a little bit and add in. You've talked before about how this time of year is a great time, and it really does make you feel more positive when especially if you're a newbie gardener going through this grief for the first time. It does make you feel a lot more positive planning. Oh, well, I can put this next year and I'll do this and I'll add this. And that's really encouraging.
Yeah, sure is. So a couple of things thinking along that line, that fall is kind of, as we talked about, kind of that time of change in the garden. And it's sort of like the Karate Kid sort of thing, except it's with bulbs. And instead of wax on and wax off, it's bulbs in and bulbs out. So I don't know why I came up with that analogy. So fall is a time when you want to, if you love tulips and daffodils and hyacinth and crocus, and want those in your garden, fall is the time to plant those. So a lot of the department stores, and you can order them online and things like that, and hardware stores and stuff, have bulbs, different kinds of types that I just mentioned. And now is really the time when we're getting into the ideal time of the year to plant those. In the next 3 weeks or so, perfect time to get those in the ground. But at the same time, as we're planting bulbs for flowers for next spring, we have to think about some of the things we may have planted in our garden that actually have to come out that aren't hardy for our winters. See, tulips and daffodils are hardy for most of our winters. But things like dahlias, which I have a lot of and love, or gladiolas, cannas, stuff like that, are not hardy for our winters. So those have to be taken out of the ground starting now in the next few weeks after we get a frost. So it's sort of these bulbs are going in the ground for next spring, but the ones, some of them that we may have enjoyed this summer, have to come out of the ground, and we have to protect those for the winter. And I thought in a couple of weeks we'd talk about the kinds of things you can do to protect those tender bulbs into the winter, so you have them again next spring. And I'm going to send you a few pictures of dahlias in bloom that if you want to post on.
Absolutely. To illustrate the show this morning, that'd be great.
Yeah, and earlier this year I had planted a whole bunch of tomato plants and Brussels sprouts and different things like that. I'm really excited that last week was my first delivery of vegetables to the Damiano Center to help with their feeding the community program, and I volunteer there on Fridays as well. But it's a lot of fun to bring in a whole bunch of tomatoes and then see them being incorporated into salads and different things like that to help with their food bills and help to feed the community.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and they do accept donations. So if folks have lots of vegetables that they're not sure what to do with, they can check with the Damiano Center, and they may be something that they can utilize there in the program. So it's a good way if you've been really successful in your garden. And even flowers they'll take and put on the tables.
You could bring in flowers and they'd make a nice centerpiece. What a cool idea.
Yeah, so share a little bit of that, your joy and love of gardening and your bounty with folks that are less fortunate and experience what it feels like to do that. When I was there on Friday, there were people dropping off apples and other folks dropping off tomatoes, and it was just kind of this, people had this look of joy on their faces. They're doing it, they're doing something. They may not be doing a lot, and that's okay, but they're doing something for their community. So
you bet.
And really sharing food. I mean, what's more connective than sharing food? So
what a great idea. What a great idea. Yeah. You get around to harvest time, all these jokes about zucchinis being snuck onto people's porches. But like you say, take some of that bounty and it can be put to good use, and folks get nice fresh meals, and sounds like a win-win all around. TK, you're a good guy. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. How does that grab you?
That grabs me.
All right. Sounds good. Drive safely,
right,
my dear.
Yeah, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Tom Casper is our host of Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature of Tuesdays here on 103.3 KUMD.